Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Donna Snyder and Sherry Petty. And we're going to talk about something that's, well, kind of comes around every time this year. So Donna, we're going to start with you.
Oh, we're here to talk about our haunted house again this year. It's the Bloody Barn 2011 at the Cass County Fairgrounds, barn number 4. And we have been open the last two weekends. Our final weekend is this weekend. Friday night, Saturday night, and Monday evening, and then we have a spookless matinee on Sunday afternoon from 1 until 3.
Okay, so if you haven't been there yet, now's the time to get out there. What's the price?
$5 a person in the evenings, and the spookless matinee is $3 a person.
Okay. Do you recommend if there's really little kids that maybe they wait and come?
On the spookless matinee, yeah.
Because it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I know you've, every year you come up with something new. But Sherry, who's all involved with it? Sherry Petty.
The Eagles, the Atlantic Eagles, number 3763, the JCs, and the Atlantic Go-Getters 4-H Club.
Okay. When do you start working on this, Sherry?
Oh, my.
Last year after Halloween?
Yeah. We start kicking around ideas, actually, during why we're in there, because we always think of ideas when we're in there, so we write them down, and we have meetings all year and try to do a little bit of building, and then right after fair is when we really start getting into it.
So I know, I'm sure it takes some building, and I mean, you know, it's not just like, well, we'll do a few things here. Correct.
There's a lot of countless hours that we put into it.
And have a lot of fun doing it, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. but just being creative and tossing around those ideas, I'm guessing, is part of the fun, Donna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's kind of, you know, people start thinking you're a little strange and twisted because you come up with all these rather macabre kind of crazy ideas for different props.
But that's...
Different scenarios.
That's the fun and the scary part of it, I guess. I mean, people like to be scared.
Yeah. Yeah. People like to pay to be scared. Yeah. And we do our very best job that we can to give them the best show we can.
So, Sherry, is there a lot of screaming going on?
On which side?
Yeah.
Our side or their side?
Both ways, right?
Actually, I still don't have my voice back, so.
But people are startled and see strange things. And anything that you want to share with us, it's kind of, I mean, you don't want to give it away, but is there kind of a favorite part of it that you want to talk about? Or
I don't know. We came up with such good ideas this year. Really, the whole thing. The whole thing. It's really cool. And we have very limited money. So
that means another creative way of thinking, right?
Yes, very creative. We use whatever we can find.
And
we make some darn good rooms, I think.
How many rooms are there, Sherry?
I can't even remember how many rooms there are, but there's a lot of twists and turns. And unique areas inside and outside both. So
okay. And I'm guessing when you're putting it together, and if people saw it in the daylight, you'd kind of be surprised at how many twists and turns you can make out of that space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
Because you don't, when you're going through, you don't really realize the space.
Yeah. Some people have just said they can't believe on how we can make the space that we have in a barn so long. And so, I mean, they have no clue where they are in that barn at all.
Yeah.
None. Yeah. Let alone us. We have no clue where we're at.
So, Donna, let's talk a little bit about people are paying $5, and that doesn't go into your pockets. That goes for good purposes. So let's talk about kind of your major project you've been doing with the University of Iowa.
Yeah. The Eagles, a few years back, partnered up with the University of Iowa, and the university is building the Diabetes Research Center, the Fraternal Order of Eagles Diabetes Research Center. And at that time, we had pledged $25 million as Eagles.
$25
million. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And this year at, it was just a couple weeks ago at the football game, or prior to the football game, we gave our third $5 million donation. And all the money that the Eagles donate goes strictly to fund research to help find a cure or better treatments for diabetes, because diabetes is becoming a major epidemic in this country and the world. So
you know you're going to touch many people's lives, young people and older people. It used to be just older people got diabetes.
Yeah, and now there are people of all ages, and I don't think that I really haven't met anybody who can't say they don't know somebody who hasn't been affected by it. So
you know, when you pay your $5, you're going to have a really great time, but you're also going to help out some people. And I think you also do some things locally, some money directly locally.
Yeah, we do try to choose local charities to give some funding to, you know. Every year when we do this, we also give money back to the fairgrounds. To the fair board, and other local charities in here in Atlantic. We try to help with the food bank and the countless ones around.
Yeah, there's always plenty to go around. Sherry, I want to know, why did you get involved with all of this? I mean, it's work in addition to fun. Why do you spend your time doing this?
It's something I enjoy. We've met a lot of nice people. Yeah, actually, a lot of nice people throughout Iowa.
So that just makes me question, you know, where do people come from? Do you have an idea about that? It's not just somebody from Atlantic. It's people from all over, evidently.
We've had people from Des Moines, Omaha. We actually have Ames.
Wow. Yeah.
We actually have some boys that are going to Iowa State that are helping us with this
great.
A little bit. They come in and help us a little bit.
Yeah. So I think your reputation for having a good scary time has kind of gotten out there.
It has gotten out there, which is great.
Yeah, great.
Great.
How many years, Donna?
This is our fifth year doing this jointly together. So it's been a lot of fun. And every year, I think it gets better and better and better. Mm-hmm. So
that's almost unbelievable that you keep coming up with these ideas to make it
better.
It
gets harder every year to come up with, you know, something new and something different and you know, hopefully change it up so that people don't go down and say, oh, it's the same thing as last year.
Right.
Well, we don't want that. We want it to be just enough different every year that it's new surprises and there's unexpected things and, you know, you never know what's lurking around the next corner.
Sherry, you're a JC, is that right?
I am also a JC member, yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about JCs. Who can belong to JCs?
Anybody between the age of 18 to 40.
And they don't have to own a business or
no.
Any occupation, any...
No.
Anybody who's interested, correct?
Anybody that's interested in that age group.
I'm guessing it's a good way to meet other young people.
It is a good way to meet young people. It's also a good way to meet other people in Iowa or the United States.
Okay.
Just as the Eagles is that way too.
Okay. We have great organizations, I think, that help that. But people need to step up and say, I want to be a member. Because, you know, I occasionally find somebody say, I don't know what's going on. And I'm asking them, okay, what are you doing to get out there? I mean, you have to put yourself out there a little bit, don't you, Sherry?
You do. You have to put yourself out there. I'm well known around town for JCs and Eagles.
Huh?
Plus, I grew up here, of course, but...
That's great, but then you can kind of spread the word for other people also. So I guess, Donna, I didn't ask you why you're involved.
I am involved because I joined the Eagles about 10 years ago, and the more I learned about how they do things, the more I enjoyed it. It's a great organization, and we are people helping people. That is our motto, and... So I've been very fortunate in my life when I've had rough times to have helped myself. And so it's the way that I feel that I can give back. And I know that 100% of the donations that are sent into our main office go back to research grants for equipment, for universities and other organizations mm-hmm. that are doing research for, you know, preventing child abuse and helping with diabetes research and all these different okay. things. So,
okay, Donna, remind us one more time how we all can help with that by paying our $5 to go get scared. When and where and times.
This coming Friday, Saturday, and Monday evenings at 7:30 we open. And then on Sunday from 1 to 3 we have a spookless matinee for those who aren't so stout-hearted that would like to not be scared. We're looking forward to seeing okay. as many people as possible
Cass
out there.
County Fairgrounds.
County Fairgrounds, barn number 4 for okay. the Bloody Barn 2011.
All right, great. Thank you very much to Donna Snyder and to Sherry Petty for coming in this morning and telling us about this. And until next time, here's a thought. The only way of finding the limits of the possible is by going beyond them into the impossible.